here's a story from The World.
Who is at fault for two plane crashes that killed 346 people? A congressional report released today tries to answer that question, and it points fingers at Boeing and the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration. It concludes that Boeing engineers made faulty assumptions and that oversight by the FAA was, quote, grossly insufficient. These series of errors led to two crashes of Boeing 737 MAX jets, one in Indonesia in 2018, and then a second crash last year in Ethiopia. The report from Congress is the latest in a series of investigations. Joseph Kuria Waithaka was one of the victims on board Ethiopian Airlines. His daughter, Zipporah Kuria, joins us from Hull in the north of England. There have been several reports on the failures of the Boeing 737 MAX, Zipporah, and I can't imagine what it's like to keep hearing these findings that fault Boeing and now this latest report. What has your life been like since last year when you hear a headline like this?
I would say that since last year, I think our lives, like my life, my family's life, has been completely surreal. You just kind of live through this weird now reality of being a normal person, doing normal things, and then you're just thrusted back into your loss and the reality of the nightmare that is the death of your loved one. You know, yesterday, before the report came, I was just out with my friends, you know, go to the cinema, try to cheer yourselves up. Then you start getting calls from press or you start getting calls from your lawyers. There's an update. This is ongoing. And it just feels like you're back to, you know, Sunday, the 10th of March, receiving the news over and over again. I don't think there is anything worse than continuously hearing how preventable the death of your loved one was.
There have been several investigations into this crash specifically and into Boeing, and now the U.S. FAA is implicated. Has there been any findings so far that's brought you a kind of peace or clarity?
Clarity, definitely. But I don't think there are any findings in this process that could ever bring us peace. In fact, they breed quite the opposite, which is just complete perplexing and disturbance. I think the most clarifying moment thus far has been this report, because it just basically solidifies everything that has come up previously. But I think the worst thing was during the hearing in December, hearing that according to a certain risk assessment, you know, there were 15 crashes that were predicted in the lifespan of this aircraft, and that the crash that killed my dad was the first of those 15. You know, I think that for me was the most clarifying and heart-shattering revelation or discovery that has been made throughout this process.
You yourself have pushed for aviation safety. So what do you want to see happen to prevent crashes like the one that took your father's life? What have you asked for?
The main thing has been transparency. Let us know what we're getting on, what the dangers are, and to also make sure that the relationship between regulators and airplane manufacturers are just that, professional relationships between them, because the coziness of Boeing and the FAA, one of the reasons, you know, according to Peter DeFazio's report, is one of the reasons why we've ended up where we've ended up. That's all we require as the public. You know, the same way that car manufacturers have to be forthcoming. We know about airbags. We know what's supposed to be in a car. We know how it's supposed to function. I think that same level of education for the public and transparency should be there when it comes to aviation, especially when it comes to the 737 MAX.
Zipporah, ultimately, what would justice look like for the victims, like your father, of these two disasters?
I'll speak on behalf of my dad and my family on that. And I think for us, it would be ideally for this plane not to fly again. And for us, it would look like people taking accountability, saying, this is what we did wrong. This is how we're going to fix it, just in regards to the plane. And given the information that's come out today, I think some sort of criminal investigations, some convictions, because since March 10th, my dad hasn't seen life. He's not seen his children. He's not gone to work. My dad has not enjoyed his favorite food, had his favorite cup of tea. He wasn't there during Christmas birthdays. But Muhlenberg, David Calhoun, who's the current CEO of Boeing, who was working on the 737 MAX during the time, are enjoying millions worth of bonuses. It's one of those things where you don't necessarily have to go to prison, even though that would be the ideal thing, but at least take accountability and say, this is what we did wrong.
Just one more thing, Zipporah. Can you tell us a bit about your father? Who was he? Just what do you want the world to know about him?
My dad was like the dopest guy on this planet. He was incredibly like passionate. He was funny and he was really quiet but impactful. You know, like he really was passionate about people. One thing that he continuously did, which was forever ask me for a cup of tea, which was his way of saying, I love you. And I didn't realize it then. It doesn't matter how hot it was, how cold it was, it would be cup of tea. And I think that's the one thing that I miss the most about him, is making him his cup of tea and everything that came with that.
Zipporah Kuria is the daughter of Joseph Kuria Waithaka, one of the victims of the crash of Ethiopian Air's Boeing 737 MAX last year. Zipporah, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
No problem. Thank you so much.